93. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
recently,
I am a boat rocker.
Well, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of my, well, desk here, I have my pretty little princess.
That's right.
All right, I can't pick on you the way that I'd pick on others, because you're special, right?
That's right. Right.
You're known
that.
As the pretty little princess,
that's
and this
right.
is Stephanie Joy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. The voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. Welcome to the show, because you know who we are. We're the Sons of Liberty and the
Daughters of Liberty.
Okay. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And or if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Or go to my personal page, back to Facebook, BradleyDean, on Facebook. Two different pages, one personal, one fan page, and phone lines are accessible today. Just saying. I got three lines ready for you right now. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and not make the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You know, you want them in Christ's head, as I always say,
follow
not
me
your
as I
own.
Follow Christ.
That's right. Yes. Well, we're beginning the show, of course, with our product of the week, drum roll. Brrr. I'll kind of give myself my own, but I expect that drum roll in just a little bit here, second portion.
Okay.
For before I come on, it makes me feel real welcome and special. But this week, for our product of the week, we have the My War comic book novel, which is The Testimony of Bradley Dean. Now, for those of you who have never heard of the My War comic book novel, I'll give you a bit of background. It's 130 pages. It's a comic book illustrated by former DC Comics artist Danny Bulinati. And so, okay, so we're excited about the comic book as well, because that deserves the drum roll, definitely. But the comic book tells the breathtaking story of Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty founder. And it's the testimony of how God took him as a fatherless child and made him his own. And you read miracle after miracle of Christ's unfailing love in this colorful, very fun to read account of his life. So what's nice about this is not only is it Bradley's testimony, but it also includes the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and a questionnaire at the end, too. So it's got questionnaires. So it's great stuff for those of you who are sons and daughters of Liberty, which we hope all of our listeners are. You get an extra 25% discount. So normally it's a $20 donation. You get it for $15. Isn't that exciting? And if you'd like to call in an order, please do at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go online at shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop@sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I'm going to read this. I read this yesterday, too, as well. But this is what Gene had to say about the comic book. I read the My War comic book and thought it was not only excellently done, but also was very moved by the testimony of what God does to save one of his kids. This book will be great for young people to read, and I'm adding it's great for all ages, because it really is. Our, you know, 9-year-old son has read it and loved it.
Sorry about that.
I think you're getting a little drum happy over there.
Well, no, I was going to start talking, and then all of a sudden you jumped in again. But it's all yours right now, pretty
little.
That's right. Just forgive me.
That's it. No more
interruption. For I know not what I do.
But, you know, you're mentioning about your Facebook, you know, join me on Facebook, so on and so forth, just to kind of switch topics a little bit. But, you know, what I like about what you do on Facebook is you post a lot of good gold nuggets of truth. And you can find that on Bradley's personal page, his fan page, and also Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
I just posted on Sons of Liberty Radio as we were talking. A brand new article on News with Views. Without them, the Russians would have never succeeded. And it's about the useful idiots, the state-run media, and the ground feeders known as the bloggers.
See, and that's the kind of stuff that you'll find on a daily basis on all of those Facebook pages. And now here's just an example, as I was mentioning, about the gold nuggets of truth you'll receive as you are a friend of ours on Sons of Liberty Radio, or also Bradley Dean, or the fan page. This is what Robert Treat Paine, who was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, said. I desire to bless and praise the name of God Most High for appointing me at my birth in a land of gospel light where the glorious tidings of a Savior and a pardon and salvation through Him have been continually surrounding and sounding in my ears. Amen. And isn't that awesome? That is actually Robert Paine, you know, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence. And another one for you, but I'll give you a response that someone had actually said from that quote.
What was his name, Robert Paine or Thomas Paine?
Robert Treat Paine.
Okay.
Yep. Signer of the Declaration of Independence. And we had a nice comment from Teresa. She said, believers in separation of church and state, how do you answer that? It's a very interesting. How in the world do you answer that if you're saying, well, there's separation of church and state? Well, here you have it right from the horse's mouth, signer of the Declaration of Independence. Now, another good gold nugget that I found was Daniel St. Thomas Jennifer, signer of the Constitution. He said, in the name of God, amen. I, Daniel of St. Thomas, Jennifer, of dispossessing my mind and memory, commend my soul to my blessed Redeemer.
Yeah.
And you would find that in his will.
You should see some of the prayers George Washington prayed. I mean, he was very skilled in the arts of knowing the Word of God and in war.
Yeah, and there's no denying our foundation.
No way.
Our heritage is a Christian nation. These quotes speak for themselves. They're straight from the horse's mouth. We didn't say it. They said it. And actually, Darlene McGonigal said, if anyone has done any ancestry and read the wills made back years and years ago, they will see statements such as this in many of them.
Yeah.
So we're going back. And those are just some examples of good gold nuggets that you'll get when you go to those Facebook pages. And now, of course, we have your promo picture, which I'd like to just bring up just one more time. But I have to say that I'm very excited about this. Those of you who have seen Bradley's picture of him kind of, what's the word, thoughtfully holding the American flag and kind of pondering, it's a very sober picture. We've received so many nice comments on that picture. Margaret Johnson said, a thoughtful patriot and one who cherishes the American flag and all that it stands for. She said, or used to stand for, but you know what? We're pushing that flag back up. And Pat Sabin also said, sometimes trying to lift the banner of freedom can be a lonely job. It shouldn't be. Well, you know, sometimes it is lonely, but that's okay. We stand alone. A lot of the men in the Bible and our founding forefathers and Martin Luther King and Martin Luther and JFK, Robert Kennedy, a lot of these men stood alone. But you know what? If God be for you, who can be against you? And one man with
outside of their flaws.
That's right. Yeah. One man with God is the majority.
Folks, I'm going to come right back after this break. We're going to talk about Reclaim America Now Coalition growing as the day goes on and as the days go on. We got Larry Pratt from Gun Owners America now as well joining us. That will be November 19th in Washington, D.C. It is called ReclaimAmericaNow.net. ReclaimAmericaNow.net. Larry Klayman's heading up this coalition, telling the President of the United States, come up with your hands up. Be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Folks, on November 19th in Washington, D.C., Larry Klayman, event organizer, again founder of Judicial Watch, and the attorney that nailed Mr. Bill Clinton to the wall, the first attorney in the United States of America and its history to do such a thing. He could have did it to a better guy.
Yeah.
You know, Billy Bob. Interestingly enough, friends, the coalition members that are going to be joining together with Larry Klayman on November 19th in Washington, D.C. during the Reclaim America Coalition will be 2 million bikers to D.C., Special Operations Speaks, Western Journalism, Jihad Watch, that's Pam Geller, Alan Keyes will be there, Joseph Farah from WorldNet Daily, Bradley Dean, yours truly, Floyd Brown, great guy. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, just joined. Belinda B., she's from the 2 Million Bikers to D.C. Good for them. See, we have the women doing the stuff.
Amen. We see it all across the country.
Yes, we do. And then we got Heart of Fire, just jumped in. Larry Ward, Constitutional Rights Pack. And more to come, friends. Invited Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachman, Ted Cruz, Steve Stockman, other people. You can go ahead and check out their website, which is ReclaimAmericaNow.net. ReclaimAmericaNow.net. They're hoping for more than 2 million, friends. So we'll see what happens. Again, I found out yesterday that I was a part of this. Actually, we had some callers that called in and said, Bradley, you need to be a part of this. And this was a couple days prior to the fact that I went on their website and found out that I was on there in the first place. So I guess that's how it works. They don't invite Bradley Dean. They just throw him on their website and say, you're coming.
Well, I would. Yeah. I would want you to come.
Oh, by the way, Bob Barr just jumped on, former U.S. attorney and congressman.
Nice.
So we're going to meet a lot of new people. Trent Franks just jumped on, U.S. Congressman, Republican Arizona. Don't know these guys. About ready to meet him. Again, November 19th in Washington, D.C., Larry Klayman, founder of Judicial Watch, again, the event organizer, is heading up this coalition, and his slogan is,
come out with your hands up.
Pretty crazy stuff. But you know what? People are sick and tired of being sick and tired. And by the way, friends, I want to tell you, you're getting the cream of the cream of the cream of the cream of the crop coming forward.
Amen.
Because there are people that are literally out there across this country that are coming together. They are sick and tired of being lied to. They're sick and tired of the crimes of this this administration, and they're standing up. And America, I want to tell you something. You have every right in the world to do just that. And you have every right in the world to replace these representatives if they don't follow the rule of the United States Constitution. I wanted to say one more thing before I give it over to my pretty little princess so we can go on with part three of Virtue. We get some phone calls every once in a while saying, hey, Bradley, you know, I like the way that you guys bring in the Constitution and the Bible and the Bible and the Constitution. You know, the two sciences that run together, said James Wilson. In saying that, friends, you need to understand something. The foundation before the United States Constitution, because what was derived from the Bible is the Constitution. And when you look at the Declaration of Independence, the Mayflower Compact, so on and so forth, you see that they are the seedbed. Well, what was the rock in which they were derived? It was from the Bible. So what we do is we like to go back and forth, and right now we're just laying a lot of word on you because it's important that you get the word in you first. And then let's take the Republican lays, basically laid on top of the foundation of the Bible. The Republic is the rock in which upon which our Republic rests, said Thomas, well, I'm sorry,
the
Andrew
Bible.
Jackson,
right.
President number 7. And in saying that, friends, we're just going back and forth and back and forth and forth and back and forth and back. Okay? So in saying that, friends, don't wonder what's going on, man. We're just trying to do our best to lay the foundation the proper way, and we wait for the revelation. So we're not like planning these shows, friends. This is live radio, and live radio is doing it as it comes, namely from the Holy Ghost, because that's who we trust in. Cool? So in saying that, we'll bring it forth line upon line, precept upon precept, as the Spirit wills, and that's exactly what we are doing. So without further ado, might I introduce to you, well, her name is Stephanie Joy. You know her as the Pretty Little Princess. And P.S., just so you know, the new website that's coming forth, we're bringing a couple of the websites together. We're going to be bringing forth a, well, Stephanie just took her promos yesterday in Minneapolis with a professional photographer. And we're going to get the Pretty Little Princess,
you know,
on the website as well.
I do have
well.
To say something about this. As you mentioned, yeah. This is live radio sporadic, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes that can be a little cheesy. You know, it's interesting because
that's why I bring crackers
just,
every time we come in here.
How I am. In fact, you know, that you mentioned we were taking these pictures yesterday, and I don't normally have a serious look on my face. I'm usually always smiling, you know. Our boys will say I have this ridiculous looking smile on my face
all
the time.
Well, knock it off, then.
But here's the deal. The photographer actually said, he goes, rarely do I ever have to tell someone to, like, you know, tone it down, like you're smiling too much. So we'll get some serious pictures in there, but it is kind of, you know, difficult for me to be
you
a little
are
more
sunshine,
under.
That's
right. It's
my
always
only sunshine.
Well,
you make me happy.
Oh, this is beautiful. Okay. I love this.
All
okay.
Right, well, serenade you one way or another.
And you know what? That helps me finish off the topic that I wanted to kind of make a close on from the first segment is Bradley has already done these promos, these pictures. A lot of you have seen them and gave very heartfelt comments about it.
And we
but
appreciate
and
that.
And Eric Hollander, who you mentioned, you know, work with Steven Spielberg, is actually putting this together. And I saw for the first time what he did yesterday, and I was blown away.
I heard you telling him that.
I did tell him that. Well, I got on the phone with him. He called.
Yeah.
And I said, Eric, I just have to say that I saw what you did yesterday. It is awesome. I mean, two thumbs up.
It's second to
I
none.
I got the goosies just even looking at it now when you just pulled it up.
He's one of the greatest artists in the world. He's very prophetic. And, friends, if you go to, for those that, well, you hippies out there that were around in the 70s, if you've ever seen the movie Jaws, if you go out to Best Buy today and buy the Jaws movie, there's a reunion, Jaws reunion video special edition that was approved by Universal, and it was my two friends that actually did that video.
Yeah.
And in saying that, friends, these guys are second to none. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
They're second to none. And let me go back to the picture.
Yeah, go ahead.
Eric said to me, Bradley, he said today, do we have a caller, guys, because we got a couple up there right now? Okay. In saying that, we had a conversation earlier today. He said, Bradley, what'd you think? And I said, well, Eric, what am I supposed to say to you? And friends, I'm not over-exaggerating.
No, it's
this.
That good.
Just give us a couple weeks and we will post this on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. But it looks like the cover of a movie.
It does. It is so cool. You've got
a real way of just putting life on these pictures. That's what's prophetic about it.
It came together just, and I don't normally say this, but it came together just beautifully. It totally encompasses the heart of what this ministry is, the heart of your message, the heart that we bring across America, why we fight, you know, the sacrifice behind us, America before us, the dawn coming, the shining light, and a patriot holding up the flag, you know, leading the way as we sons and daughters of liberty all join in and lead the way to take back this God-given constitutional republic.
It is
outstanding. I am just getting doused right now, but I gotta say, when we're bringing up that drum roll, before we post that, we have to do a major drum roll on that, so we're putting a little salt salt on the tongue of you sons and daughters of Liberty know that it's coming out in a couple weeks, and you're just going to be blown away.
Yeah.
Not even over-dramatizing it.
It really is. And you can say that about very few things
very
in this
few.
World. But when it comes back to me, and I told Eric this today, this artist that did this picture that you're going to see in a couple weeks, friends. But when it came to me, he said, well, what did you think about it? And I said, well, what do you think I thought about it, Eric? And I'm just, of course, it's great. I said, every time I give you an idea, and we're prophetically intertwined, mm-hmm. and it's really cool the way it works. But whatever I give this guy, it always comes back to me better in ideas. And, of course, a finished product is always better than what I asked for. And he asked me, so, well, what, is there anything else you'd like to? I said, you know, add on to it or take away from it. I said, no. That's why we hire you.
Yeah.
Because you're second to none, sir. And when I say that he's one of the best artists in the world,
mm-hmm.
hey, ask Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
You know.
And of course, and Steven Spielberg is not going to go with anything less than the best.
Neither is Universal.
That's right. You know? And neither are the Sons of Liberty.
Amen.
All right.
That's right.
So anyway, remember that because a couple weeks is coming out. But going back to the virtue classes we were talking about before, if you remember, for those of you who are tuning in yesterday, we were going through the line of basically famous people who have an innocent beginnings. A lot of little girls start out on Disney, and they have compromise that happens slowly in their lives. And then you see their deterioration and their digression, and then you see where they are today. I mean, if you look at like a Lindsay Lohan, if you look at a Miley Cyrus, and that's who we're going to talk about here to begin with for this part three of the virtue class. What I do is I flash a picture of Miley Cyrus. I see her at probably about, age 9, 10, 11, 12, really cute, innocent little girl. Then you see where she's growing up a little bit. She's still got the innocence. You can kind of tell on someone's face and when they're purity, you can just kind of see that they still have their innocence. But then she begins to compromise a little bit. You start to see where she starts to smoke, where she's getting a little bit more risque,
yeah.
You know, kind of like, you know, dancing on a dance pole kind of a thing and just letting a little more show and so on and so forth. And then you see the final kind of, whoa, what happened to you? And to me, really what happened with Miley Cyrus is almost jaw-dropping. I can't even almost believe it.
Well, it's when a manifestation of the spirit that they walk in is what it is.
And a good point is her father actually said that fame ruined his family. People always think, oh, if I just had money, I would be so happy. If I had all the money in the world, or if I were just famous, all my problems would be taken away and everyone would want to know who I am and ask for my autograph and my picture and or this. If I were just beautiful, I'd be so happy. Well, if you look at these famous, beautiful, rich, wealthy people, a lot of them are completely miserable. Mel Gibson said at one time he thought about throwing himself out of a window. He was so depressed. Elvis Presley, when he was asked if he was happy with all of his fame and his riches, he said, no, I'm as lonely as hell, literally, is what he said. And so if we look and say, well, money will not buy you happiness, fame will not buy you happiness, and look at the example of these people's lives, and you can see just
that. Interestingly enough, Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And it was also that God, the Son of God, that said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. In January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand, but the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Sons of Liberty. Friends, do consider supporting the ministry. 1-866-233-0747. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all fundings actually that are allocated through the church go to the younger generation. How does that make sense, friends? It does not. Help us keep us in the battle, on the forefront, on the highway of holiness, to be about the work of the Lord's hands as He does order our steps and establish our thoughts. And all that we're called to do, friends, think not to say within yourselves that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. Well, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. We're ready, we're willing, and we are doing the stuff, as we call it, seeking and saving that which is lost. Do consider supporting this ministry again, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to go online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, go to the bottom right half corner of the page. You can donate online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, bottom right hand corner of the page. Back to our pretty little princess with part three of Virtue. Hey.
That's right. And as you're mentioning about going out there and doing, we are going out again and doing boots on the ground starting today. So we'll keep you posted on that and the Sons of Liberty as well. But going back to Miley Cyrus, when I'm taking a look at these pictures of who she is today, you know, when most of America saw her at that MTV performance and they saw her doing what she did and it was, you know, provocative and just so over the top. I couldn't even almost believe it. And it's sad when you see the digression of this innocent young Disney girl who has slowly compromised to the point where she looks like she's just losing it completely.
She does,
she's
yeah.
just just a freak, really. If you look at it, it's just like, wow, it's so sad. And as I mentioned before the break, her father actually said that fame ruined my family. He probably thinks he would have been better off if we never even would have got into, you know, showbiz in any shape or form. And like we were talking about, so many times people think, well, if I just had money, I'd be happy. If I had all these things, I'd be happy. Listen, only true joy can come in knowing Christ. And that's why a lot of these movie stars, musicians, if you take a look at them, they're constantly changing who they are in the outward appearance. They're trying to find who they are. They're doing this new thing, that new thing. They get caught up in drugs, alcohol, you name it. And their lives spiral out of control. Then you wonder, it's kind of like this.
Well, it's the illusion is what it is.
It's the illusion, but they're reaping what they sow. You know, if you look at all these guys, what do they have forward to look to in their lives? It's only destruction. You know, you look at so-and-so and the front cover of magazine. So-and-so cheats on so-and-so.
Yep.
Okay, weren't you just in a movie that promoted adultery or fornication, which means sex before marriage? What kind of seeds are you sowing in your life to be reaping a harvest like this? I don't know why people are surprised when they say, wow, so-and-so just broke up and did this and that. Well, what do they promote in their movies, music, you name it? You know, as you're going through, because you're reap what you sow, as the Bible talks about. Whitney Houston is a prime example of this. Now, if anyone had all the money in the world, the awards, the fame, you name it, she was one who should have been very happy.
She was a little church girl, too, by the way.
She was a church girl. And you look, and I show a picture of her from, you know, the beautiful lady that she was.
Am I right in saying that the day she died, the night she died, she called her mother and she said,
I'm going to get to that. That's exactly right. What happened was, is Whitney Houston, she could have been saved. But hours before her death, she told her mother she'd go back to rehab, but wanted to just enjoy herself, quote unquote, one last time. Just days away from help, why the lonely star, lonely again, with all the money and fame in the world, why the lonely star gave in to her tragic addictions. But the point is, she just said, one last time. Mom, I just want to party one last time. Well, that one last time cost her her life. You are not promised tomorrow. The Bible says, behold, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation.
And the Lord, you know, basically warns of such stupidity. If you want to go ahead and tempt the Lord God, you can go ahead and do that. But rest assured, it was the Lord God that said to you, thou fool, thou hast required this soul, your soul, speaking of this situation in particular, this night. So you don't tempt God. You don't play with fate. When you know to do right, do the right thing, because when you do it not, well, then you're on your own.
And people might think, well, listen, you know, she probably went to heaven just because, you know, she sang the song Jesus Loves Me the night before she died and so on and so forth.
High
listen,
on cocaine.
Yeah, you know them by their fruits. If their life is not in conformity to the word of God, that's how you judge a man. The Bible says, you know, lots of people say, thou shalt not judge, like we've talked about many times. But the Bible talks about how in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. So what they do is a good indication of what's coming out of the fruit.
Yeah, I'll give you an analogy. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, actually gave this analogy. He said there was a woman one time who committed a heinous crime. And what happened is she ended up in prison, and this was in England. And what happened is the preachers and the priests got around her, and they all, you know, she said the prayer. They said that she repented of her sins, so on and so forth, before a just and a holy God. And, you know, she was saved. She did everything better than she used to do it. So all the fruits of repentance and all the fruits of regeneration were there. And what happened on the day of her hanging, because of the heinous crime that she committed, all these priests again had her believing that she was going to heaven. And what happened is, there was a storm that night. What they did is they hung her, and they assured her of her salvation. She was going to heaven when she died, so on and so forth. And what happened is, during the storm, they decided to take the body down just a little, you know, a little bit quicker than that they would normally do it, because of the storm that was coming down. So they kept her up there for a couple minutes short of the time that they usually let someone hang until they completely die the death. So what they did is, they actually took her out, put her in a casket, gave it back, the body back to the family. And on the way, the family was hitting all these bumps on this cart, and one of the guys heard something knocking on the casket, like someone was alive inside of this casket. And what they did is, they stopped at a bar, and when they stopped, they went back to the casket and they opened up the casket. And they found that this lady that they basically were hanging, she didn't die. They didn't hang her long enough for her to die. And that woman became worse than she did before I'm sorry. She became worse than she did afterwards than she did before because she wasn't converted.
And wasn't
she did
repentant.
All the right things. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. She was not repentant before a just and a holy God. And so it is with false professors. You know, the real question is this. Martin Luther rightly said this. He said, a man that seeks to be free from his sin is the man that's ready for judgment day.
Mm-hmm.
If you could know that you're going to heaven, how would you live your life?
That's right.
The elements of what you're looking for through a true Christian that is born of the undefiled seed is always seeking to be holy and more holy. And that's what he seeks, is perfection in Jesus Christ, not outside of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting when you ask people, and a lot of people today, as a matter of fact, in America, you see them, this false grace that goes on. They live the way that they want to live and they think they're going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, when you're born of the Spirit, your element that you're looking to be and you're seeking out is righteousness and holiness. You want to walk in the presence of God. You don't want to walk in the presence of the old fallen nature any longer.
And you know, that is a great point. What we'll do in the class, we'll share at the very end. Listen, if you knew that you only had 1 week, if you say, well, I would change this and I would be reconciled with my sister and I would spend more time with my kids and I would do this and that and I'd go to church and I'd read my Bible. Well, those are obviously the things that you need to be doing now that
that's
you're
right.
not doing. So if you say, well, I would change everything if I knew I only had 1 week to live, that's a good indication of where your heart is right now. So that's an excellent point as well. She was, speaking of Whitney Houston again, telling her mom as soon as the Grammys were over, she was going back to rehab. Revealed a good close source, and she said she just wanted to enjoy herself a little bit first, but then she promised she would go. Well, like we said, you are not promised tomorrow. Behold, now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation. This is what Celine Dion, had to say immediately about Houston's death. She said, when you think about Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe and Michael Jackson and Amy Winehouse, to get into drugs and like that, for whatever reason, is it because of the stress and bad influences? What happens when you have everything? That's a good question. What happens when you do have everything? A lot of these stars, when they get everything, they self-destruct. In fact, Jim Carrey said, I wish everyone could have everything they ever wanted to know that it's not the answer.
That's right.
It doesn't satisfy.
Yeah.
And that's a great point.
Let me give you another analogy. There was two guys walking past this great estate. This is D.L. Moody's book, Sowing and Reaping. And one man looked at the other man and says, oh, that is just incredible. How much did it cost him to purchase that estate? The other man, in his wisdom, biblical wisdom, looked at him and said, his soul.
Yeah. What is it to a man to gain the whole world
That's
and
right.
yet lose his own soul?
Yeah. And nobody warned more of covetousness than Jesus Christ himself did.
That's right. Thou shalt not covet, commandment number 10. But you know what's sad about this is she left a daughter without a mother. See, when you are sowing seeds in your life, you're not only reaping them for yourself, but your family will reap as well. Now her daughter is going to reap the life of not having a mother as she's growing up. And that's because the choices that her mother made. Now, this is a great analogy. The question you should ask yourself is, what kind of tracks are you making for people to follow? There's a great analogy of a man who was going off to work and there was a light snowfall. And his little boy chased after him, you know, sometimes little boys do, and saying, I's a coming, Papa, I's a coming, yight in your tracks. Because he was following his father's footsteps after the light snowfall. And so the father thought that was so awesome and very nice of his little boy to follow him after him. But you know what he said? Honey, you can't come with me to work. So he picked up the boy, brought him back to his mom, set him down, and patted his head and said goodbye. Well, it was customary for this man every day before he went out to work to stop at the local bar and get a drink or the saloon. And what happened was, as soon as he was at the threshold of that bar that day, he heard a little voice saying, I's a coming, Papa. I's a coming. Yite in your tracks. And that man stopped. He thought a little bit and he said, you know what? I would not want to make any tracks that I would be ashamed or sorry to have my son follow in. And so he turned away from that bar, never to step through the threshold of that bar again. Now that is true repentance. That's a man who's thinking about his future, thinking about his children, and making a difference. So ultimately the point is, you reap what you sow. Now if you look at some of these people we've been talking about through the whole thing, you'll find the story of their lives is, what did they sow? What did they reap? You see it on front front covers of magazines. You see in the tabloids. You see the fruit of their lives coming out right in front of the world to see because they made bad choices to begin with.
Coming up with the final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, right after this break. Final segment, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment. 1-866-233-0747 if you want to talk to the Pretty Little Princess or myself. Virtue Class Part 3. Steph, let's PowerPoint some of those quotes.
I will do that. We want to talk about Marilyn Monroe, and a lot of people say, wow, she was a great lady, you know, as far as she had everything. But you know that she actually went in and out of foster homes when she was a kid. She said, I'm not happy very often, so when I am, I really do appreciate it. Now, she does not look like, and she didn't look like, a person that should be depressed, but that's exactly what her situation was. She was depressed, so all her fame and beauty and money did not buy her happiness. How about Kurt Cobain? Some of you will remember him. Cobain spoke of the great empty hole he felt he had opened inside, turning him into a miserable, self-destructive death rocker.
Yeah.
And that's what he said of himself.
And pay attention to the fact that all these people that she's talking about right now did not take heed to the Word of God.
Absolutely
not.
Just
saying.
And speaking of not taking heed to the Word of God, Elvis Presley, who actually knew that he should be a preacher.
Yep, he used to preach during Christmas time, and they said he didn't know what he was talking about, but he knew that he was to be a preacher.
And he loved gospel music. In fact, the Grammys that he received were from gospel music. How great thou art, so on and so forth. And someone once asked him, you know, why don't you do gospel music, you know, just kind of give all this up? He's like, no, I couldn't do that with his movies and everything, because if I did, too many people would be out of work. And good for him to care about other people, but what was the cost? What is it
what do you think went through his head when he died at 42 unexpectedly in 1977?
You know, it's just like, life is but a vapor, and that moment in time will come sometimes when you least expect it. That's why you have to be ready to go all the time. But this is what Elvis Presley had to say. He said, when asked if he was happy with all of his riches and fame, he said, no, I'm as lonely as hell. And that's straight from these people themselves. How about Madonna?
See, but this isn't what the state-run media, this isn't what the media, the paparazzi, this is not what they show you, friends. It's an illusion. And again, just exposing the illusion through what they're saying.
You know, that reminds me, and I forget his name, but one of these major MTV music stars got on MTV Awards or
stars.
Show. Yeah, star, whatever you want to call it.
Complete
famous
mockery in every
individual.
Sense of the word. Isn't it interesting? The wise men were led to the Christ, and what was over the Christ? A star.
That's right.
The enemy of the God of heaven in Jesus' name mocks him at every step. When you go to Hollywood, you see the street filled with what? Stars. Stars of what? Leading people to hell? Because literally, that's where these people are leading other men. We're to avoid the very things that they allure through the lust of the flesh. We're to avoid the love of the world. We're to avoid the pride of life. But what do they sell? This is all they sell, mm-hmm. are the very things through the state-run media, the paparazzi, Disney, Hollywood,
it's
so on and so
forth.
It's all
fake.
Completely contrary to the Word of God in every step of the way.
And speaking of fake, what I was going to say with this guy is he's a famous musician. And he said, you know, what they do is they show these guys on MTV. They've got like, you know, like a handful of beautiful women surrounding him. And this is what he said. He said, listen, it's not like I attracted these girls off the street, he said. He said, we blankin' hired them, is
of
what
course,
he said.
Of
so
course.
He's swearing in there saying, we hired these girls. He goes, in real life, I'm single and miserable.
That's right.
So when these kids, they turn on MTV, they turn on TV, they think, wow, these guys have got it all together. Look at, you know, whenever you see like a, for example, a beer commercial, alcohol, it's always associated with some beautiful woman walking your way or this and that. They don't show you the drunk that's keeled over, vomiting his guts out because he spent all night partying.
Or dying,
or the hangover he has, or losing his family, or the destruction of his family because he did that, or even cigarette models. Bradley, you do this in the class that you do. How come whenever you see like a cigarette model, it's some strapping cowboy, you know, some like handsome
that
man
you didn't know actually contrived cancer through smoking
exactly.
the cigarettes that he's selling, and you're never told about it, and it's always this CEO that's this old CEO sitting behind these beautiful models selling their product. They're not going to show you for what it really is.
What would you do if you were driving down the street and you saw this nasty old CEO guy in a bikini with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth on a billboard? That would not attract you very much. You'd think, I'm never going to smoke a day in my life.
You're not going to show. My mom died from emphysema. You're not going to show her. It was the saddest thing I ever seen. My mom used to smoke cigarettes to the point where it's like, Mom, do you want some ketchup? She would literally eat them things. She'd roll the windows up all the way. She'd look at me and my brother and say, you don't ever want to smoke these rotten things. But she also wanted to get her money's worth. And she, well, you know what? She actually was smoking each nail that was nailed to her coffin.
That's right. Do as I say,
she
but not,
not
as I do.
She could not breathe right before she was dying. I remember the doctor saying, there's nothing else we can do. And she was literally gasping for air. You're not told the end of sin is death.
No.
You're not told what the end of these things are, because if they actually showed you the destruction that's going to take place from the seeds that they're teaching you to sow, I'll tell you what, you would stay a mile and a half away from it. But God's commandments are there to warn us to stay away from the things, and it's always good for our spiritual health, and it's wise to obey what God's commandments tell us to stay away from.
For our physical health as well, you know, and smoking is so... It's one of those things I just can't quite figure out. In fact, when I do this class, I'll ask the girl to say, now, how many of you would pay me money, your hard-earned cash, to put wrinkles on your face?
That's right.
And they say, no. Well, okay, how many of you would pay me money to possibly give you cancer?
Yeah.
And they say, well, of
or
course
stain
not.
Stain your teeth.
Stain your teeth, make you smell bad, you know, all these different things. Smoking is the one thing where you are actually using your own hard-earned money to kill yourself.
Yeah, R.J. Reynolds actually died from... cancer as yeah. well, for those that didn't know. I want to say this. I've written unto you, fathers, because you've known him from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. It's not of God or the Father, but it is of the world, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Listen next. Little children, it is the last time, and as you've heard, that the Antichrist shall come. See, it's the cross. It's always the removal of the cross. It's always self-restraint. It's always getting away from self-discipline. And friends, let me tell you what. The power of God unto salvation is found through the cross and the denying of ourselves in taking up our cross and following him. And the cross of Jesus Christ denies not only the flesh, but it denies all the things that these supposed stars take
That's
upon
right.
themselves.
You know what's kind of interesting, too? At the end of the Bible, in that one verse, it says, little children, keep yourself from idols. What do we have nowadays on TV? You have American Idol.
Yeah.
All these things, the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. So we've got all these yeah. gods and idols. And an idol can be anything. It can be money, your children, your boyfriend, anything that you put in front of the Lord. And the Lord told us specifically, keep yourself away from yes. these things. And going back to some of these quotes here, Madonna, now she's very interesting. She's obviously sown many terrible seeds into
America.
She says
she has many demons that she fights
That's
with.
That's right. She yeah. said, I am a very tormented person. I have a lot of demons I am wrestling with, but I want to be happy. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Madonna. You're not going to be happy when you sing songs saying, I don't give a F if I go to hell. That's not going to, you know, sow a lot of happiness into your life. And then, of course, in the MTV Awards.
To little girls.
Yep, when yeah. on the MTV Awards, as you bring this up in your class, where Madonna and Britney are kissing, and they got yeah. Madonna and Christina Aguilera. What happened? That went all over the world after that happened. What do? We ignore the sacrifice. We ignore the bodies of our fallen heroes yeah. and our soldiers who are paying the ultimate price so we could have the freedom to be here. And what are we doing with that freedom? We're partying it away, a lot of us. Yeah. A lot of you young people, you college-age students, you are enjoying the freedom that many men and women have sacrificed their all for you to have, and you're partying it away rather than preserving it. But until they understand the price of their freedom, they're never going to learn to cherish it and hold it and protect it and hold it up for their posterity
That's
behind
right.
them.
That's right.
So it's such a good point. I've got pictures of Madonna here giving you the finger, you know.
Yeah,
just,
she's cute, and she,
yeah,
she's also the lady that, by the way, right after Madonna and Britney were kissing, it wasn't just in the United States that MTV promoted that. It was actually worldwide. The first thing they did is started to promote gay marriage, homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. She's also the person that said, just keep it out there. People will accept it sooner or later.
Yeah, and she's writing children's books as yep. well. Now, is this a good kind of role model that you would like for your children? But here's the kicker. When asked about her own daughter mm-hmm. watching TV, she said she can't watch TV.
Yep.
She's not allowed to watch that garbage. Well,
yeah.
listen, how come every other little girl in America can see you on TV promoting your garbage, but your daughter's not allowed to watch it?
Do as I say, but don't do
yes,
as I do.
Very
yes.
hypocritical.
Yep.
So as we continue on here, we've got a man from actually the 1700s, died in 1848, was born in 1763. His name was John Jacob Astor. He was an American fur company tycoon who left his children with $20 million at his death in 1848. Now, $20 million yeah. by today's standards is huge.
Yeah, he
Imagine
was so poor,
that
that's all he
like.
Had was money.
That's right,
yeah.
exactly. Imagine what that was, that sum of money and that amount was in 1848. This is what he had to say. He said, I am the most miserable man on earth.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys all know who Eddie Murphy is, Mr. Funny Guy. He said this, I feel a void inside. There's something missing.
Mm-hmm.
What's missing is Christ. And of course, Mel Gibson, as I brought up below, you know, the first movie actually that our son, when he was born, went to go see was The Passion of the Christ.
Yeah.
And the foreword to that book, Mel Gibson said this, people often ask me why I wanted to make a film about the Passion of our Lord. My usual response is that I've wanted to make this film for over 10 years, which is true. That seems to answer the question for most. The reality, of course, is more complex and had its genesis during a time in which I found myself trapped with feelings of terrible, isolated emptiness.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty and
Daughters of Liberty.
First John 3:18, love you by what we do. We'll talk to you.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.